This week we're going to talk about love that overcomes hatred. And across our country, we see a lot of displays of hatred. And it can be discouraging, disappointing. It feels like we're taking a lot of steps backwards. So how do we respond? Look at Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. We're going to land there this week. I encourage you to read it every day. And it starts out in verse 9 saying, love must be sincere. And so hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Notice it says hate what is evil. It does not say to hate anyone. To hate someone, that's a sin. It's never good to hate someone or to have supremacy, racism. God never approves. It is the exact opposite of who God is. He is love and what his word says about relationships. So as you think about overcoming hatred, how are we going to overcome it? It's going to be through love, a sincere love for people. But know that God is against racism, supremacy, and hatred. It is the opposite of Jesus Christ, and that's so clear in Scripture. So when people try to twist it and say, well, this is a Christian hatred, no, it's never okay to hate someone else. But it is okay to hate what is evil, cling to what is good, and bring sincere love to all your relationships.